And we are doing everything.
President Obama is facing questions on two developing domestic scandals, and the pressure on top members of his cabinet is beginning to mount on Capitol Hill. Republican and Democratic lawmakers have expressed outrage that Internal Revenue Service employees targeted conservative Tea Party groups, which applied for tax-exempt status, for special scrutiny. House Speaker John Boehner suggested there may have been criminal conduct.
The IRS has admitted to targeting conservatives, even if the White House continues to be stuck on the word if. Now, my question isn't about who's going to resign. My question is, who's going to jail over this scandal?
At a previously scheduled House hearing, Attorney General Holder promised that his department would be dispassionate in its investigation into the IRS and go after whoever did wrong.
The facts will take us wherever they take us.
The Justice Department recently subpoenaed 2 months of AP reporters' and editors' telephone records. But Holder told lawmakers he could not answer any questions because he recused himself early in the investigation into the leaking of sensitive national security information involving a foiled terror attack in Yemen.
I am not familiar with the reasons why the subpoena was constructed in the way that it was, because I'm simply not a part of the case.
Some Republican lawmakers said they detect a pattern with the Obama administration when it comes to scandals.
There doesn't seem to be any acceptance of responsibility in the Justice Department for things that have gone wrong.
A number of Democratic lawmakers and civil rights activists have said the seizure of reporters' phone records could have a chilling effect on freedom of the press. Democrat Zoe Lofgren of California.
To me, the damage done to a free press is substantial.
Lawmakers say they will continue to push for answers, which will likely mean more tough weeks ahead for the president and his attorney general. Cindy Stain, VOA News.